morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The Oklahoma Conservation Task Force is set to host a conservation summit coming up August 18th at the Moore Norman Technology Center right here in Oklahoma City. Open to individuals and organizations engaged in conservation, the summit will allow those in attendance to share successes and plan for future collaborations in an effort to enhance Oklahoma's natural heritage. The event kicks off with words from Congressman Frank Lucas, who will offer a national perspective on conservation policy. Breakout sessions addressing the state's conservation issues will continue throughout the afternoon. It's the hope of the task force that during the summit, three main objectives will be met. Those objectives include the enhancement and development of conservation in Oklahoma, coordination of research, and advanced communication. In addition, collaborative efforts of attendees will also help to identify and address major state conservation goals, develop models of success, and develop informational resources and messaging to provide critical information to the general public, those involved in conservation, and the next generation. For the event's full agenda, check out the calendar page on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. And in other news, Mexico says it plans to prioritize free access for goods and services in the upcoming North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. Mexico this week announced the nation's goals for the renegotiation effort, which is set to begin August 16th. Mexico is also seeking greater labor market integration and a strengthening of energy security. Additionally, Mexico is looking to unify agricultural, animal, and health safety regulations. A document from the Economy Ministry of Mexico, which outlines the goals, states that our objective is to have an expedited negotiation that maintains the benefits that we have achieved during the lifespan of NAFTA. But it also says the renegotiation should serve as a platform for modernization. Those comments are similar to goals expressed by the U.S. agriculture industry. And when it comes to international trade, if NAFTA wasn't enough to focus on, Senate Democrats are now pushing back against President Trump concerning Cuba, reviving a bill to lift the U.S. embargo. In mid-June, Trump rolled back former President Barack Obama's historic opening to the island. The group of senators led by Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden introduced the U.S.-Cuba Trade Act of 2017, which would establish normal trade relations with the island nation. Wyden says the embargo only serves to shut U.S. exporters out of a natural market for American agricultural and manufactured goods. The International Trade Commission estimated easing the U.S. restriction on Cuba could increase U.S. exports by $1.4 billion annually in the next 5 years, with even bigger gains possible. However, the bill faces stiff opposition from the Republican Party and the Trump administration. You got farm news on Ron.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Remember, to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program, you can always visit our website at oklahomafarmreport.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices for all of your latest agricultural news. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.